brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, let's move quick to your phone calls. Edward in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
All right, hello, Mr. Alex Jones.
Hey, buddy.
I wish to discuss a rather disturbing and rarely mentioned aspect of Obamacare since we're on the topic today.
Wait a minute. Everybody loves it. Ellen DeGeneres said so.
Yeah. Well, we should thank her for this one, too, though. Thank Obama for this. And what it concerns is the right to trial by jury. As a prelude, I've often told people that when the right to trial by jury, so long as it remains intact, the people really have no one else but themselves to blame for tyrannical and abusive government. As Thomas Jefferson said, I consider trial by jury the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of the Constitution.
No, you're right. It turns into administrative, waives a lot of the juries, allows them to use your data. It is a giant gang rape. But according to Riley Martin, who believes in flying saucers, it's wonderful.
Well, it's unbelievable, as you said, how this man trusts the system so well when the entire theme of the Enlightenment is not to trust the government, is to keep yourself free from government abuse and tyranny. That's what the whole Constitution, that's what the...
Well, exactly. People going to go, why don't you trust the system? That's crazy. It's like, why don't you want to pour gasoline on yourself and light it? I mean, it is so crazy. Go ahead.
All right, so I just want to talk about trial by jury and Obamacare. So, now, when the Supreme Court redefined the Obamacare penalty as a tax, which placed it under the jurisdiction of the taxing authorities and the tax courts, that redefinition automatically voided our right to trial by jury if we're being penalized under the Obamacare tax. And what I find even more disturbing is that this precedent, it establishes a platform from which the authoritarian left and right can build and strengthen their unlawful empire. All they need to do now is attach fiscal penalties, so long as they're absent of jail time or any other type of punishments, and they can subvert the jury system and just persecute everybody who refuses to conform right into submission.
That's what Obamacare is a total social engineering takeover. Makes your medical records totally public. They can swap all your data like baseball cards. The bill has got 13,000 pages of riders and addendums to it, and it's so horrible, I can't even believe it's law. But it doesn't matter. The average gullible Democrat literally will buy into anything.
On another thing on the top of Obamacare, I just wanted to talk about that real quick, but that, to me, that's one of the most disturbing implications, is that there's a lot of Democrats now that are being... they don't report this in mainstream media, of course, but I know from people at work who used to be Democrats or still identify as Democrats. Many of us, because I work at a catering hall, we were cut back to 30 hours already.
I have been mobbed by people apologizing to me in Austin, saying they just got cut to 30 or less hours and just saw their payroll tax go up, and they're going bankrupt because of it.
People now, for instance, at my catering hall, we used to work...
Yeah, but Riley says Obama's nice, so, you know, everything's fine.
We got overtime. We made extra money in tips. Now we're back to 30 hours. Now many of us have to go find a second job, and now we're
going to work. It was written to impoverish the working class, period, and make you give up and go on welfare. I mean, they admit that. That's not debatable. They admit it's meant to wreck health care and impoverish the working class and wreck a social safety net of a free market. Go ahead.
All right, anything more I want to talk about trial by juries? Let me think.
Well, no, listen, I appreciate it. Okay, good, good. Listen, I'm going to do even more overdrive because I'm going to get to Lucas and Abe and Silly Rabbit. Well, if you got a caller called Silly Rabbit, you got to go into overdrive and talk to Silly Rabbit. No, I mean, Democrats sit there. I'm not even a Republican, though I agree with more of what the libertarian side of that's doing. I mean, it's not my opinion. It was written by vicious, hardcore banks that go into places like Africa and murder whole villages for their property. I mean, the globalists put dictatorships in all over the world. They are criminal scum. They're spying on everything. We're all in great danger.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're in overdrive right now for another 15 minutes or so. We're taking your phone calls on a host of issues on this Thursday worldwide transmission. Lucas in Arizona, thanks for holding. You want to talk about Rand Paul? Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Nice to finally talk to you, Alex. I had 3 things to say. The first one was, I think I can understand why you're confused about the Ellen DeGeneres thing, and it's because Ellen doesn't view poor people or sick people, people with pre-existing conditions, as people. So that's why she knows that everyone is thankful that Obama brought in Obamacare. See, I think that's where we're not getting it, you know. To Ellen, everyone that matters is thankful. That
all the glamorous, fake liberal authoritarians living in their own little bubble world. Yeah, I guess everyone does love Obama, and everybody loves Obamacare in her circle of fantasy land.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, look at her Twitter pic. How many? Let's say people of color are in that famous Twitter pic. I mean, I think we know where she hangs out and who she hangs out with. So,
I mean, my issue is, how do you call yourself liberal and raise payroll taxes on poor people and increase the prices and do all the horrible things Obamacare does and then sit there and parade around like you're wonderful people, and then the con game works so well that poor Democrats, as they go bankrupt, believe it?
Well, yeah, that's the Stockholm Syndrome. That's exactly the Stockholm Syndrome that you're speaking of. They have to keep it up if they stop now, the prisoners might start getting restless. So, they'll never give up the tagline. They'll never, ever stop, because to do so, even though they know this is failing, it is just going to, they don't know where to go. They have nowhere else to go, nowhere to back down to. My second point was kind of about Rand Paul. I wanted to say that I like Riley Martin. I thought he was very interesting, even the talk about the aliens. A more realistic, I guess we could say, idea of the alien is, of course, John Carpenter's The Thing, which you have spoken about before, and how it goes around and it becomes what we are in order to basically eat us. We're its food.
And it takes over the entire infrastructure so that it becomes the reality. It's like a thing that becomes the entire world, an artificial habitat, so we don't know any better. It's more advanced than John Carpenter's Thing.
Of course, but see, that's the other thing about that is that anybody at any time, any movement, like you said before, can be taken over. It can be amalgamated into the system. So that gentleman that called earlier who was talking about the op-ed that Rand Paul wrote in Time, I read it, and I read the whole thing, and it's a little worrisome. It's not just, America good, Russia bad. It's things like, I would do what Obama's doing, only harder, stronger, and like a man. And, there's a number of different articles on Infowars.com that anyone can look up that show that economically, that's not going to work.
That's also diametrically opposed to what his father is saying. And I know he's his own man, but his father's certainly correct about what he's saying. I didn't see that. I'll have to read it. I've seen some quotes out of it. That is disturbing. And that's more than just, politically not fighting with people on the military issue. That's giving into it all. And that's certainly positioning for the presidential run. And the argument is, well, that's how he gets in and then, is able to. I mean, that's what the liberals would do. That's what the socialists would do, is they would say they were anti-war and then be pro-war. He would say he's pro-war and then be anti-war. I'll have to go read the full quotes and to get into that. Thank you. I'll check it out. Man, I sure hope, look, his advisors do know how politically ignorant the average American is. And that if a new Cold War is starting, he said, hey, I don't want wars from what I heard. I mean, I haven't read it yet. I've seen his other quotes. I don't want to have a war with them, but, Russia shouldn't be doing this. Russia didn't do this. And again, it's not siding with Russia. It's like if the sun came up in the morning and I said, there's the sun. It's not siding with the sun. The sun is there. I'm not endorsing Russia. I'm not talking about, them being better than us. I'm saying NATO and the EU went and started this with Soros and overthrew the country and took over 90% of it and are acting like it's a victory for Putin grabbing some of their military bases on the border and some naval bases. I mean, it's a defeat for Russia. Russia was starting to dominate Ukraine politically. And so the argument is, hey, we don't want Russia to start expanding again. The West helped fund Russia's expansion under the Soviet. It helped put the Bolsheviks in 1917. That's why none of that holds water when different neocons come out and say, Alex Jones and Ron Paul work for the Russians because they're... what? The Trotskyites that you work for came out of Russia. And they are the neocons. Let's talk to John. But basically, that's what Rand Paul's afraid of. He wants to be positioned to not be his pop and to say, I'm tough on Russia. It's pure politics. And the danger is, you start playing politics, you will become what you're posing as. So, whatever. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Carolina. Go ahead, North Carolina.
Hi, John. I just wanted to comment on the former naval intelligence officer that you had in on Sunday, this past Sunday.
Yeah, he said he was, and I think he was telling the truth. He sounded very informed.
I'm prior Army intelligence. I did my training in Fort Huachuca, Arizona, and I wanted to speak, geopolitically in the same kind of topic. If you look recently, they had articles about how they're trying to expedite the permits for natural gas export to Europe. And Japan, because, Europe and Japan, they have high natural gas prices. So there's a big cost.
Absolutely. We should be loading those super tankers up with gas and shipping it to Russia, and if they can cut off those pipelines. it would actually make my family money, because my family's not in oil, but I do have family that has like little gas wells and stuff. They're all over Texas, and you basically don't even get any money from them. Your taxes go up on the property, and you barely make any money. So I would actually make money off shutting down those Russian gas lines, or my family would. But I'm still against it. But, yes, it would be a boom for the gas industry. There's also anti-oil, I should add, because they're in competition with it, and coal. I would make money, or my family would, if we shut coal down. Because every time I'm pro-coal, just because it's half our power and cheap and clean now with the new scrubbers, it's like, you must be in coal. I don't own one coal stock. None of my family does. But I will disclose that I've got most of my family in East Texas has got a few gas wells on their property. You know, you make like $1,000 a month off of them or something, but then turn back around, your property taxes go up, you know, $10,000, $20,000 a year. It's literally break even. It's incredible. But I'm sorry, I digress. Go ahead.
But my point is that, you know, Russia, when you look at the pipelines, I lived in the Qing Heilongjiang province, which is the northeast province of China. And, you know, that's the province where Japan first invaded. They went through Harbin, which is about 2 hours from the Qing. And the Qing's oil fields are the third largest in the world. A lot of people don't know that. And they have huge pipelines from the Qing to Russia because, you know, the Qing is, you know, right by the Siberian High. It's about 4 hours by flight, I'd say, to the Russian border. And then so you take that. That's the, you know, the right leg of the tripod, okay, of Russia as far as pipeline. So the middle tripod is the Middle East, subsequently Syria and Russia and China. The reason we didn't go into Syria is because, you know, they have Russia and China have huge oil contracts with Syria. So there was lots of pressure from on America from Russia and China because they didn't want those contracts basically to be seized, because if we would have invaded Syria, we basically would have taken their oil. Okay, so that's the middle part of the tripod, okay? And it's interesting that right after this Ukraine thing, Israel bombs Syria, right? It's kind of like, okay, this is the next, you know, leg that we're going after. And I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not, you know.
No, you shouldn't have to preface it to point out Israel's grand strategy that fits into the larger global Anglo-American strategy. It's a fact. It's stated. Wesley Clark's given speeches about it. All the countries that are going to be invaded, they got to take out Syria, they then take out Iran. It's just a fact. And again, it's not that Syria's good or Iran's good. It's that the West is doing this offensively to control the resources, not even to give them to the American people. That'd be bad enough. We are all being preyed on, just like the Syrians, just like the Iranians. Israel uses endless war to be able to take Israelis' liberty. Our government uses endless war to take our liberty. The German government uses a terror threat to take liberty. It's all a giant power grab excuse.
Yeah, and so basically, you know, so Ukraine's the... Sorry, I'm trying to stay focused.
All right, what's the bottom line geopolitically? How are things going for the New World Order?
The bottom line geopolitically is the European Union and Soros, they've already gotten Ukraine. They've got 90% of Ukraine. So that peg of the leg has been taken.
Yeah, that was a huge, huge victory. It was a huge victory.
It was a huge victory. So what this does is it may make the corporations money, but what it does is it raises the price of natural gas for the Americans, okay? So it's bad for the American people as far as natural gas.
And helps my dad, though.
And it makes Russia and it makes Russia forced to raise their prices on China, because if the Europe axis is taken out as far as the pipeline, Russia has to raise their prices on China. So that puts pressure on China, which is why that whole Japan-China thing has been going on, is they're putting pressure on China to join the European Union. Because if you put pressure on Russia, they have to raise their prices of their oil.
No, I understand. They're taking out Russia's dominance in Central Asia and into Western Europe, Eastern Europe, in petroleum goods. And that's exactly the grand chessboard, and that's the grand strategy. 1997 is the Zbigniew Brzezinski grand chessboard. Really great points. Skipping this network break, going to the bottom of the hour here. All right, so let's go to the next caller here. Abe in California, go ahead.
Peace be upon you, earthlings. I am a Jedi, and they bring a message of pure light, and I just want to give some insight into our universal destination. about the whole thing that he was talking about, oh, I like Obama, all that stuff, I think he might be kind of basing that on the a recent channeling that was talking about Obama being a worker of light. I have no idea whether that's true or not, and God only knows if that's true. When I see Obama throwing everybody out of his administration and then, you know, whatever, this guy's got to prove something to prove that. But that's not why I'm calling, okay? What I'm calling is I want to give insight into the master's master. You know, we see what's going on geopolitically. We see what their agendas are. Now, why do they do it? What's the motive here? Who the heck in their right mind would want to do such things to anybody? Well, I'll tell you, these people are empty, okay? These people serve the Sith Lord. Let's just use the Jedi analogy because it's the easiest, okay? The Sith are empty, okay? They are empty beings. Their souls have no charge anymore, okay? They are empty beings, meaning they are deviated far from zero. They're in the negative, okay? They need suffering, anger, jealousy, all these things. They need them to fill a empty void that they have accumulated doing all the evil things that they've done, okay? You are born in the positive, just above zero.
All right, well, listen, I got to jump because I promised to get to all these callers by the end of this segment, but I hear you. It's very interesting. Let's talk to Silly Rabbit, then Lori and others. Silly Rabbit in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, Doc? I got a question for you, kind of as a devil's advocate question. Is there any justification you could give, let's say, where the Earth would hang in balance or, you know, imminent invasion or conquest by transdimensional creatures that would warrant this Orwellian...
We have been invaded by transdimensional creatures. And then they're led by Janet Napolitano. You don't think that's an actual human, do you?
No, I definitely do not. I definitely do not.
It's the transdimensional creatures that want the global government to conquer us, and they pose as Hillary Clinton and as Janet Napolitano and as Janet Reno and as Rachel Maddow. And the reason, again, is they don't have a lot of different Earth suit outfits. They only have a few that they vary a little bit. That's why they all look so similar. Madeleine Albright.
Okay, well, so you would say that there is justification for use of such...
Sir, goblins are real. Sir, goblins are real.
Hello?
Yeah, you know, I think you're being sarcastic, so that's why I was being sarcastic back. I'm going to tell the New York Times, I do not actually believe that that Janet Napolitano is an alien. Though I think her spirit is very alien to humanity, I do believe Michelle Obama is a giant snapping turtle. So I wanted to be clear about all that. Like, I've been on air a little bit too long, a little bit dingy here. But caller, of course there's ways to unify humanity. Of course there's ways to have a global federation and to have humanity work together. The problem is the global government they're bringing in is designed to bring in eugenics and dominate and reduce population forcibly. And so... that's why I'm against it. If you had some global federation where you couldn't give up your sovereignty, but countries and people, if they wanted to, could vote to like aid each other in larger projects, that's wonderful. And that's how they sell global governance, is this kumbaya deal. That's not what's going on. Pardon me?
I totally agree with you.
Okay, good, because your audio was faded down.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I agree with you. And I somewhat agree with Riley what how he was saying with aliens. And I know you don't believe the whole link to geopolitics, but I'm sure you're pretty aware that the New World Order and all those one percenters, they're very much so into their cult. And now in the age where we're living, where the occult, these alien and transdimensional creature stories and science are merging together with quantum sciences.
Well, listen, I hear you. I got to jump. Let me just say this, okay? I kind of had Riley on as a joke. And then now as people are talking about aliens, that was a joke, folks. Okay? And look, regardless, there are people that steal what they've got and get in gangs and con people and produce BS and lies to make themselves the heroes. You see it in losers everywhere. Then there's people that actually build things or are super good looking or great poets or great musicians or great mathematicians or great artisans who become successful because they have great minds and they join with others to build a better civilization. That's the kind of people I'm looking for. That's the kind of people that we build a free will society based on honor and individualism, or we build a collective society built on nightmares. That's the two different types of civilizations. And there's variants of both, and all civilizations a mix. But I can't just give somebody a throwaway line that saves the whole world, like they say in Caddyshack, Unga Galunga.
So I jumped ship in Hong Kong. And I made my way over to Tibet. And I get on as a looper at a course of winter in Himalaya. So I'm a looper. Looper. Jack. So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. The 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes, the grace, all striking. I'm on the first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter. The Lama. Long. Into a 10,000 foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. You know what the Lama says?
No.
So I got that going for me.
So we finished 18.
That's good. Somebody shot that off of television. I think somebody's playing ping pong in the background. But other than that, good to shot. Good job finding that clip so quickly there. Not a good shot for the Dalai Lama, though. Let's talk to Lori in Texas. Just signed up for Obamacare at the Obamacare website. How'd that go for you?
It didn't go well at all, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was busy sneezing. I can hear you loud and clear. Roger, 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 Lori. Can you hear me?
All right. Well, I must say, my warning goes out to all the people that do not know the truth, and Alex Jones spreads the truth. Now, I will say that the reason I got weak, Alex Jones, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm broken weak, and I signed up for medical because I needed medical. And I felt like, you know what, everybody's telling you this stuff, let's go on and do it. You know what? I went on that site, I went on the website and on the telephone with operators. Every system broke down. Every single system broke down. But you know what's really scary to me right now, Mr. Alex Jones, is the fact that they not only have my Social Security number, all of my information. They have my boyfriend's information who lives with me. They have my birth date.
It's basically a giant data dump to get you to waive your rights to find out who isn't insured and who has waived their rights into a court proceeding to now have the IRS come after you. I mean, they're going to try to institutionalize you, basically. And by institutionalize, suck you into the wormhole. Listen, guys, type into the search engine the NSA hub. Tunnel spider or spider web, because I mean, that's what it is. It's a spider web. Come get your free goodies. You know, you need it. And then you go in and, you know, it's not what Ellen DeGeneres said it would be.
No, it's not at all. And every person that I talked to five different people, and every five people wanted my Social Security number. Every five person. And every five times that I went through the system, every time they said my computer crashed. On the Obama, the healthcare.gov system. So please, my message is, listen, I should have listened to you, Alex Jones. I really should have.
Well, ma'am, you're sweet, but let me just say this, Lori. We have up on screen for TV viewers an actual shot of the Obamacare phone center. And when you call that number, they've got really nice people that are there to help you. Just walk on into the dark, go right down that hallway, and there's somebody. You can see somebody being served by the one of the Obamacare representatives right there. And look, it looks like they're having a good time. And, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
But now, Mr. Jones, my question to you, as just somebody, I'm just a constituent, I'm just a person on the street, I don't know you, you know more than me. Now, they have all of my information, sir.
Well, ma'am, they already had it. They needed you to waive your rights and then be filed into their system so they could later try to garnish your wages.
Exactly. Like, look, if I had depression 10 years ago, which I did, they're going to hold that against me, ain't they? They're going to hold everything.
Well, ma'am, I mean, they want you dead. I mean, they want to actually kill everybody in the final equation. This is just part of getting rid of our health care system so they can carry it out. You're going to be fine. We're going to shoot this law down. It's going to blow up in their face. We're exposing it. We're going to defeat it. So don't worry. They've got millions. When they start calling you and threatening you and all that, politically, we're going to defeat them. Great job to the crew. See you back tonight. 7 o'clock, nightly news. Prison Blackout TV.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You got a business that you didn't build, that somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Obama's job is to come out with his surrogates and say, your children don't belong to you, the state is God, there is no tyranny in government, government is the answer, you didn't build your business, turn in your guns, welcome to Costco, I love you, basically, right out of Idiocracy. And he's there to walk all over everyone. They're there to just train us that we're doormats and that anything goes. You can keep your doctor. I never said you could keep your doctor. I'll never come after any of your guns. Not your handgun, your rifle, your shotgun. I firm pledge. I'm coming after your guns. I'm going to ban them. I'm not going to hire any lobbyists. Hires more than anybody ever did. I'm a Peace Prize winner. Launch all these wars. Patriot Act, I'm going to repeal it, expands it, puts the NDAA in to secretly disappear American citizens. On and on and on and on and on and on by design psychological warfare on record to totally condition you to put up with anything. And then Rand Paul comes out and says, we've got a really scary government. That special interest and intelligence agencies that are spying on Congress, and we're scared, And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, old, young, libertarian, conservative, liberal. We're all together under attack. Let's come together and say no to this and take our country back. Total common sense. I just got chills. Literally, I have goosebumps right now. And people say, well, why? That's just common sense. Because it's being said. And in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. We can stop all the abortion and the demographic plunge in this country. You know, we need 56 million people to keep the economy going to the next generation. It's funny they killed 54 million. I mean, folks know that, right? For every two parents, you need 2.1 children, or you demographically implode. We could reverse everything. We have an engine of liberty, an engine of wealth, an engine of developing new technologies and innovation. We can do anything, but the globalists on record are deploying the ratified UN treaty, Agenda 21 from 1992, written by the Club of Rome in the late 1960s for a post-industrial, post-Renaissance world, neo-feudalism, in their words. I call it neo-feudalistic fascism. They call it neo-feudalism. A neo-feudalist system is in Agenda 21. Go read it. Quote, post-industrial world. But not even a post-industrial world to have local sustainable communities. If communities chose that, that would be their issue. Maybe I want to live in a post-industrial area. But you better understand something. The globalists aren't going to be post-industrial. They're going to Alpha Centauri's. They're going into the depths of the human mind and exploration. They're going into life extension area. And they want you and I and our progeny to not share in the fields, the golden fields, the green fields, the Pelennor fields of Elysium. If you're a new listener, please don't send me an email saying Elysium is a movie. I know that. Elysium is a Greek demigod heaven of great mortals who become sub-gods and transcend death because the gods admired them. That's what Elysium is. So when I talk about Elysium, I don't mean it is a real place for the New York Times as an article. It's an idea, and the elite believe they are building Elysium for themselves. I want access to Elysium! And I've been telling you for 18 years, I want access to Elysium. And I want you to have access to Elysium. And I want those of us that are harder working and smarter, the artists, the creators, the musicians, the scientists, through free will, to attain even greater success, to pull up humanity. Not to allow a tiny elite to shutter humanity so they can control us. And I know I repeat that like an emergency lighthouse beacon. Because I'm telling you the main prime engine driver, the prime core directive of the eugenicist-based planetary regime is what you're being told here. It is not disputed. It is in thousands of publications, books, and magazines. It is the religion publicly operating by the elite in their global technotronic era takeover. And I do not like the people running it, A. B, something that's centralized will magnify their mistakes and their errors, and it shudders humanity. It is an absolute abomination what is being constructed with our energy, our will, our spirit, our creativity to be put into this grid they're building. And once this grid is built, ladies and gentlemen, it is like the Ring of Mordor. The essence of humanity is being forged into this grid. And if the ring is completed, if the technotronic system, the future predicting, future controlling mega grid is completed and is forged in hate and in malice and in evil with the spirit of this world in it, humanity will have to be thrown into the flame to purge the system. You understand that? No flesh would be spared. And that's why God may have to intervene, but we have to do the right thing in the final equation against this system. And God will take us the rest of the way. But these are the times that try men's souls. You can say, well, what's the religious connotation? Why are you bringing that up? Because the elite are on a religious quest to become gods. Ray Kurzweil, I don't believe in God yet. I will become God. I will resurrect my father. We will step on those of you that do not join with us like a bug. And even if you try to join with us, you may not have access to the technology. We may not let you have it. I mean, these are quotes I'm giving you, paraphrased quotes of thousands by these people. You go, well, that's just Ray Kurzweil. Yeah, the inventor of so many different computer systems, the scanner, the list goes on and on. The head technology director of future projects at Google. The decision's already been made. Now, people ask me, want to come over and watch the football game or watch a basketball game? Hey, want to come? Sure, I can come over and have a barbecue with a baseball game on in the background. But I sit there and see the propaganda. I sit there and see the manipulation. I sit there and watch, you know, the kids walk by with their iPads or whatever, already plugged into the Matrix. And I'm not judging anybody. I just see us losing our humanity and the people driving this evolution, as they call it, are the equivalent of technotronic vampires and have great ill will towards humanity. This is not some ring of power being forged to empower humanity and the human will towards good, like the Green Lantern ring, to use archetypal lore. This is a ring of evil, a ring of betrayal, a ring of death, a ring of destruction, a ring of darkness. Let's go back to the senator's speech at Berkeley. Senator Rand Paul, historic speech, saying we're all in this together. We're all under attack. Even the Congress is spied on illegally. Those that are supposedly controlling the CIA. Ladies and gentlemen, the CIA was funded by British intelligence out of OSS in 1945 at the end of World War II. The CIA is a eugenics body and has always been a eugenics body, and has had many good people that have worked for it compartmentalized, believing they were doing a great work. But the CIA and the 1947 National Security Act is the coup against the legitimate government. And the fact that Rand Paul in 2014 is now pointing out the dragon in the living room is the beginning of the end of this system. And for those that are on power trips that work for the FBI, Defense Intelligence, CIA, NSA, NORTHCOM, Space Command, all of it, you go home and see your sick kids. You know your family's dying. You know there's a lot of diseases. You know you're being targeted too. You didn't get a memo. You didn't get protected. You're not getting the ticket into Elysium. The truth is nobody's getting a ticket if these people win. They're being set up. You know this is destructive. I see a lot of government agents who are on power trips and feel like they've really arrived because they're a federal agent or a corporate agent. They have all this satisfaction, you know, that they're somebody and you're not somebody. That's all dress-up play, like when you were 5 years old dressed up like Superman. You know deep down you're a slave. You know deep down you're on a collision course. You know deep down that it's an evil system, and you think you're going to do good for your family going along with it. No, you're going to betray incrementally and destroy your family, and in your gut, you know that. So you have to make the decision as a citizen or as a school teacher or as a police officer or an auto mechanic or a rancher or a farmer or a factory worker or a window washer or as a poet or as a radio talk show host or a writer or a filmmaker, especially the artist. You have to make the decision on whether you're going to fight and struggle or whether you're going to be nihilistic and say, I don't care. It's always been bad. There's nothing I can do. I'm just going to have a good time and go quietly into the night, giving up your humanity, giving up the animating contest. You will find fulfillment. You will find your instincts kicking in. You will find true humanity when you join the fight for life, when you taste it, when you feel it, when you love it, when you commit to it, all the doors will open. All those evil doors will begin to close. And you will find true fulfillment. The choice is up to you out there. Everyone knows the course we're on is one of rack and ruin. Let's go back to the senator's speech. The full speech is on InfoWars.com in the most popular section on the right-hand side. Rand Paul concerned about who is truly in charge of our government. And that question will expose the usurpers, the occupiers, and their collaborators. And that will be the beginning of the end. Because when that simple realization is had, no amount of technocracy, no amount of propaganda, no amount of entertainment shows with the president will reverse the destruction of the New World Order. Let's go back to the senator.
Last week, a new revelation came out. The NSA uses an automated system called Turbine. They've hacked into millions of computers. The NSA has even posed as a fake Facebook server. You may have seen Zuckerberg complaining to the president about this, to infect computers. If you have a computer, you may well be under surveillance. Who knows? They won't tell you. Your government collects information from every one of your phone calls.
It's all under surveillance.
That's what they're maintaining. Remember the warrant that Snowden revealed? Every phone call from Verizon was on the list. Your government stores your email so it can access it without a warrant. Your government claims the right to look at your every purchase online. Your government actually claims that none of your digital records are protected by the Fourth Amendment. Listen very carefully to that. They say they'll protect them, but they say none of your records are protected by the Fourth Amendment. This is something we're going to fight in court. If you own a cell phone, you are under surveillance. I believe what you do on your cell phone is none of their damn business.
That's right. Call for their arrest. High treason.
In the opening pages of Fahrenheit 451, the protagonist, Guy Montag, asks, wasn't there a time when firemen used to put out fires? They laugh and rebuke him and say, everybody knows that firemen start fires. Montag knows this. His father and grandfather had been firemen. It had been his duty for many years to burn books. He knew it was his duty, but this day would be different. Montag arrives on the scene to do his job, but he finds a woman who won't leave. She stands on her porch as they pile the books about her, but she won't leave. Undeterred, Montag proceeds with the other firemen to douse her and her books with kerosene. The woman shouts out and goads them. She is indignant that they would touch her books. She refuses to leave the porch. She says to them, play the man, Master Ridley. Today we will light such a candle by God's grace in England that it won't be soon forgotten. They keep dousing her with kerosene, and she says it again, play the man, Master Ridley. We will light such a candle. In the book, the reference is lost to the firemen as they simply do their job. The reference is to the 16th century figure Hugh Latimer, who literally became a human candle. He was burned at the stake in 1555 for heresy. His crime, he wanted to promote the idea that the Bible could be translated into English, which the state forbade. In the U.S. today, we're not yet burning people at the stake, nor are we burning books yet. But your government is interested in what you're reading. They're interested in what you say on your phone calls. They're interested in what you write in your emails. Or even if they say they're not interested, they say the Fourth Amendment doesn't protect any of their
records. They're persecuting the press.
The NSA is collecting the records of every American. A year before Snowden's revelations, before Snowden had his leaks, I had heard that this was happening. I had talked with Ron Wyden, I'd seen some of the releases, and I had heard that they were collecting an unprecedented amount of records.
They're building giant NSA centers.
I wasn't allowed to reveal the number because they say it's a secret. Why the number's a secret, I don't know.
This is criminal.
So I announced that a gazillion records were being collected because I knew that was a fake number and couldn't get. They can't put me in jail for making up a number. But I wanted to emphasize, by using this fictitious number, a gazillion, I wanted the American public to know that the actual number of communications being collected by the federal government was
almost beyond. It's all about walking all over us, folks. They want to walk all over us. It's time we stand up.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's Alex Jones here, back live. We're going to have open phones and a ton of news in the next hour. And then we got Riley Martin coming on. You know, they have Howard Stern has two channels on XM, Howard 100 and Howard 101. And I've done a lot of international TV, BBC, Japanese television, CNN, Fox. I've been on basically everything, Discovery Channel, History Channel. I got a huge response going on Howard Stern's show. People can say, well, that's a, you know, very evil, worldly show. Whatever. I'm not comparing myself to Christ, but, you know, Christ went out and went to where the worldly people were to talk to him. So I'll address any crowd. doesn't mean I agree with everything they're doing or saying, but the point is they were very nice to be on the show, and they play clips now routinely on the show, a lot of it friendly, and they also have me on their news with their news program that is heard by millions and millions of people. That's great. It's wonderful. Just like Joe Rogan, you know, talks about me and plays clips on his show, and he reaches millions every day with his podcast. That's, again, a model of the new media. But Riley Martin is just so entertaining and funny. But then I was on one of the news shows with him a couple weeks ago, and his analysis of what was happening in Ukraine was pretty accurate. He was smart. And I had never really heard that side of him on air, more of a comedy side. And so we're going to get Riley Martin on the show for like 30 or 40 minutes at the start of the third hour today just to have some fun. Because I've told you, we're going to start having a couple times a week some entertainment, some fun, to tie it into news to get people that aren't into politics to watch and listen to the radio show. We can sit here and talk about hardcore technicals about FEMA camps and about GMO and glyphosate all day, and we will. But we're going to do some comedy. We're going to have some fun people on. The big star of Resident Evil and Fifth Element, Mila Jovovich. I don't know what she looks like. I forget how to pronounce her name. She's been retweeting our stuff and our videos and things. We're going to get her on the show. I mean, that's what it's all about. And when we get her on the show, then all of her millions of fans will start listening. This is what it's all about, networking, working with people who love liberty. There's no labels here except I want freedom and I want you to have freedom. And we have to be ready to win, folks. Most people don't want to be spied on. Most people don't want cancer viruses in the vaccines. Most people don't want GMO. And if I can go on Howard Stern and not be censored and talk about the New World Order to, you know, 4 or 5 million people a day, I will do it. I'm ready to win. I'm ready to shell liberty and defeat tyranny. That's what I do. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have the culture of victory. We have what's sexy. We have what's exciting. We have what is successful. It's like giving a man in the desert a glass of ice water. Let's start acting like it. Their only hope at the Cass Sunstein operation is to spread mass mental illness, infighting, COINTELPRO garbage. That's all they've got is Cass Sunstein, cognitive infiltration, infiltrate the alternative media that's taking over and destroy us, as the Pentagon said they would do. They're going to go after WorldNet Daily. They're going to go after InfoWars. They're going to go after Drudge. They're going to go after your operation when you start a YouTube channel or something so that they can get you off kilter responding to their lies, responding to their propaganda, so you can't move forward and become a leader. So the first time you start a YouTube channel or a podcast or whatever, and they come and try to mess with you, don't even respond. I'll quote Darth Vader on this one. When they're flying the trench in episode 3. Was it episode 4? Star Wars, the first one. Stay in attack formation. I'm on the leader. That's what you got to do. Not let the enemy get us off balance, but move forward. And the more flak comes at us, the more they open up those turbo lasers, the better. Because that means I'm going right in to the reactor shaft, and you know what we're going to do. We're going to blow this New World Order sky high. We are on the march.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.